Zhang Hu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 8. Pi and Wei, Spleen and Stomach. Pi functions. Number 1. Wu's transformation and transportation. Number 2. Wu's, the muscles and limbs. Number 3. Governs Xue. Number 4. Holds up the organs. Number 5. Opens into the mouth, manifest in the lips. After Shen, the foundation of the prenatal energies of the body, Pi is considered, since it is a foundation of postnatal life. Wu's transformation and transportation. Under the influence of Pi, the digestion products of food and drinks are separated into relatively pure and impure fractions. The latter pass via Xiaochang to the Dachang and Panguang for final absorption and excretion. The pure fraction is sent up by Pi to Fei, where it is converted into Qi, Xue, and Jingye. See Figure 3.6, page 18. If Pi function is harmonious, there are sufficient Qi, Xue, and Jingye for the needs of the body. If transformation and transportation is impaired, for example, Pi function is deficient, then there may be deficient Qi and deficient Xue, and possible accumulation and stagnation of Jingye as damp and phlegm. Also, since Pi is the main digestive organ in TCM, there may be a variety of alimentary disharmonies. Rules the muscles and the limbs. If the Pi function of digestion and movement, transportation and transformation is harmonious, there is a good supply of Qi and Xue, and these substances are adequately transported to the muscles, so that the muscles are full and firm and the limbs warm and energized for movement. If there is deficient and inadequate transportation of Qi and Xue, the muscles are not properly nourished, lose their tone, and become thin, wasted, or even atrophied. The limbs become weak and cold, and the body lethargic. There is considerable overlap between the concept of muscles ruled by Pi and the concept of tendons ruled by Yang. This is discussed on page 173. Governs Xue. In addition to its vital role in the formation of Xue, Pi governs Xue in the sense of holding it within its proper pathways. If Pi, Qi, and especially Pi Yang, is deficient and Xue is not held in Xue Mai, it leaks out as hemorrhages of various kinds, for example, melena, petechiae, menorrhagia, holds up the organs. Another restraining function of Pi Yang is that of helping to hold the organs up and within the body. If there is deficiency of Pi Yang, there may be prolapse of various organs, especially in the lower body, for example, uterus, anus, bladder, stomach, and kidneys. Opens into the mouth, manifests in the lips. If Pi Qi is abundant, the mouth can differentiate the five fibers of the, and the lips are red and moist. If Pi Qi is deficient, there may be loss of taste, and the lips may be pale and dry. If there is heat in Pi and Wei, the lips may be dry and cracked. Fluids, damp, and phlegm. Pi governs the proper transformation and transportation of Jingye and is part of the cycle of Jingye metabolism. See Figure 7.2, page 69. If Pi is deficient, Jingye might not be transformed properly and may become impure or turbid. Also, if the transportation of Jingye is defective, they may accumulate, forming edema and damp. If damp stagnates, it may form damp heat. And if turbid genius stagnates, it may condense and become phlegm. The idea of phlegm or mucus, tan in TCM, is different from the Western concept. Damp is wet, slow, heavy, and lingering. But phlegm is heavier and thicker than damp, and even more likely to cause obstruction and blockage. Phlegm is both the result and the cause of disharmony. Phlegm is a progression of damp, and is usually associated with it. Phlegm is generally related to P deficiency, and especially with the association of deficient P yang and deficient Shen yang. P is said to form phlegm, and Fei to store it. Phlegm may be both cause and result of the failure of the dispersing function of Fei, giving rise to catarrh in chest, throat, nose, and sinuses. See page 146. Phlegm in the throat can give rise to the sensation of lump in the throat, the plumpsy qi sensation of TCM. This is associated with depression of Gan Qi. See page 106. Depression of Gan Qi may also be involved in the stagnation that result in the condensation of phlegm as subcutaneous lumps, lymphadenopathy or goiter. These condensations of phlegm then cause further obstruction and blockage. Phlegm dump refers to the presence of phlegm and dump. Phlegm cold refers to the presence of phlegm combined with internal or external cold. And phlegm heat or phlegm fire refers to the combination of phlegm and internal or external heat. If phlegm stagnates for a long period, it may give rise to phlegm heat, just as damp may become damp heat. Phlegm wind is a combination of the factor of phlegm and internal wind. Phlegm may combine with external wind and cold, as in a facial paralysis, to obstruct the flow of qi and xue, resulting in malnutrition of jingluo. If in wind stroke, phlegm may combine with internal yang wind and heat to disrupt jingluo, causing hemiplegia. If phlegm obstructs the orifices of Shen, then Shen is disturbed, and there may be signs of mania, depression, or loss of consciousness. See page 133. If phlegm rebelled upwards, the qi in the head may become disorderly, with the obstruction of the orifices of the senses, and the patient may become dizzy or lose consciousness, as in epilepsy. In obstruction of the orifices of the Shen or the senses, phlegm is often combined with fire and internal wind. From blazing Xing fire, blazing Yang fire, or from general fever. See page 116. Both damp and phlegm are usually accompanied by the signs of slippery pulse and greasy tongue coat. The differentiation between damp and phlegm usually depends on the other associated signs. Patterns of disharmony. Deficient Pi Qi, deficient Pi Yang, inability of Pi to govern Xue, sinking of Pi Qi, invasion of Pi by cold and damp, damp heat accumulates in Pi, turbid phlegm disturbing the head. The foundation of Pi disharmony are the tendency of Pi to deficiency of Qi and Yang, and its proneness to invasion by damp and cold. Pi disharmonies are generally of deficiency. However, deficiency of Pi Qi and Yang may result in poor transformation and transportation of Jin Ye, and hence an accumulation of damp, forming Uedema, whether local or general. This may be termed deficiency turning into excess, or more accurately, excess with underlying deficiency. Only when there is invasion of PM by external dump cold or dump heat is there anything approaching a true excess condition, and even then, the invasion may be predisposed by underlying deficiency of PQi and PYang. Origins. Deficiency of prenatal qi can result in deficiency of postnatal qi. Shen qi deficiency can give rise to PQi deficiency. And congenital weakness of Shen and Pi can originate PQi deficiency. Any chronic disease that weakens either the body in general or the digestion in particular will originate deficiency of PQi. Traditionally, excessive work, worry or study weaken PQi, as does the invasion of Pi by Gan Qi. See page 106. Inadequate nutrition, overeating, eating at irregular times, or the consumption of food to which system is unaccustomed can give rise to deficient PQi over a period of time. Excess spicy, greasy food and alcohol can contribute to a variety of disharmonies, including dump heat in Pi, dump heat in Gan, and raising Weiqi fire. Excessive intake of raw or cold food and drink can aggravate deficient Pi Yang, or result in the invasion of Pi by external cold and dump. Obviously, in nutrition, what is inadequate or excessive for one person may not be for another. Nutritional requirements depend on the individual, at a particular age, and in a given set of circumstances. Nevertheless, gross inadequacy, excess, or irregularity are bound to damage PQi eventually. External cold and dump, or less commonly, external heat and dump, may invade Pi. Invasion of Pi by cold and dump may be facilitated by or give rise to deficient Pi Yang. Deficient PQi and Yang may precipitate failure of Pi to govern She, sinking of PQi, or deficiency of the Pi function of transformation and transportation. The last mentioned pattern may cause deficiency of PQi, deficiency of Qi and She, and accumulation and turbidity of Jingye, leading to accumulation of dump, which may condense as phlegm. Deficiency of PQi. Signs: loss of appetite, anorexia, slight abdominal pain and distension that are relieved on pressure, or edema, loose stools, thin muscles, weak limbs, general lassitude, sallow complexion, empty pulse, and a pale flabby tongue with thin white coat. Pathology. The signs of deficient PQi are basically signs of deficient qi, deficient she, jingye disharmony, and weakness of the digestive system. This is essentially a deficiency pattern, even when poor transformation and transportation of jingye lead to a local accumulation and excess of dump. Weakness of Pi results in poor digestion, loss of appetite, and anorexia. Diarrhea and loose stools, especially loose stools containing particles of undigested food, derived from weakness of digestive function of Pi, from poor transformation and transportation of Jingye, and from failure of PQi and PYang to hold things in and up. Abdominal distension and edema result from failure of Pi function of transformation and transportation of Jingye. Abdominal pain that is relieved on pressure reflects a deficiency condition. Thin muscles, weak limbs, lassitude, pale or sallow face, Empty pulse and pale floppy tongue reflect the deficiency of qi and xue, which are insufficient to fill and nourish the muscles, flesh, and jinluo. The tongue coat is manifestation of the activity of pi. In the transformation of food into pure essence, small amount of impurities rise upwards and collect on the tongue. A thin coat represents either normality or deficiency. A white coat reflects either external or internal cold. In this case, the thin white coat reflects the deficiency of pi function. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen pi qi, using reinforcing method and often moxa also. For example, in a case of generalized digestive weakness, with the signs described above, points such as the following could be used. Zhu San Li, stomach 36. To strengthen function of pi and wei, to strengthen formation and circulation of qi and xue, and hence, to strengthen both digestive and general weakness. Chong Wang, Ren 12. To strengthen and regulate qi or pi, and wei, to eliminate dump. Pi Shu, bladder 20. To promote transformation and transformation and function of pi, and eliminate dump. These are three basic points, but of course, the choice of points would be varied according to the particular requirement of the patient. Common disease patterns. General weakness, anemia, general digestive weakness, chronic gastritis, gastric or duodenal ulcer, chronic diarrhea. This pattern may also be involved in some forms of myasthenia. Deficient pi yang. Signs of this pattern are as for deficient pi qi, but also include signs of cold. For example, cold limbs, aversion to cold, abdominal pain relieved by heat as well as pressure, undigested food in watery stools, greater tendency to retention of urine and edema. The pulse may be deep and slow as well as weak, and the tongue may have a white coat that is thicker than in the case of deficient pi qi, and which may even be greasy. Pathology. In addition to signs of deficiency and weakness of pi, in this pattern there are also signs of cold due to deficient yang. Deficient pi yang is also often a progression of deficient pi qi, and the signs may be more severe. For example, the undigested food in watery stools reflects a greater degree of weakness of transformation and transportation of both food and jinye. Similarly, the thicker white or greasy white tongue coat reflects both the internal cold and the greater deficiency of transformation and transportation of jinye, with accumulation of dump and perhaps phlegm. The additional pulse qualities of depth and slowness reflect the insufficiency of yang to raise and move the qi of the body and the pulse. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen and warm pi yang by reinforcing method and moxa. Points used are as for deficient pi qi, but the emphasis on moxa. If deficient pi yang is associated with deficient shen yang, points such as shen shu, bladder 23, ming men, du4, and guan yang, ren 4, may also be used with reinforcing method and moxa to strengthen shen yang, and hence the yang of the entire body and pi in particular. Common disease patterns. These are for deficient pi qi, But in this case, the signs would tend to be more severe and includes signs of cold and possibly of deficient Shen Yang, for example, edema and urinary retention. For example, however, separation of deficient Qi and deficient Yang is rather arbitrary since they are so closely related, often occurring together in practice.